Blog Talk Radio.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.
This evening, good evening, good evening, welcome to Rick Blackfield. This is your girl, Raymond Circus. I'm to bring to y'all another night of 25 Days of Christmas. I hope everybody's day has been enjoying candy. I know for me, my day started off rocky, but thanks to the other people around me, I am doing a lot better. My best Christmas. So, it's very good to can basically have some people on their fortune that love them and when you're not interested, they make sure they speak them at the end. And, you know, I have no complaints. I hope that everybody that is traveling back and forth because holidays are coming, you know, coming closer. It's not that far. I hope y'all be safe. I hope you get whatever you get done. If you're traveling, make sure y'all get the tickets in the hotel room ahead of time, because I don't know if y'all want to stay with y'all family. If I had family, I would not want to stay with them. I need a room. But before we get into the music, if you want to call in, the number is 915-5813. That number is 914-05-5813.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on,
wanna tell you, my love, don't buy a thing for me.
Let the world sing. Let us all Every Christmas.
every year, every Christmas, I come here every year, every Christmas. A merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. A merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. That are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the faith allows. Shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Thank you.
Thank you. Christmas bells ring, people crossing, and I forget about all the troubles I seem to have, and I tell myself to feel how my brother feels. Try to love him and maybe then I'll understand. Make a little room in our heart. No.
Come see the baby.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
got my answer that first moment that we met. And oh yes, I believed you as you told me, as you said you'd be here every year, every Christmas.
Now on, our troubles will be
faithful friends that are dear to us. Gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together. If the faith allows, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas. Now.
It was Christmas Eve, and while everyone was dancing at the Christmas party, Clara and Jack were opening the presents their godfather had brought for them. Jack's present was a fun cooking video game to cook his recipes. His sister Clara got a smartphone to watch her ballet videos. Clara saw a small robot dressed like a soldier. It was a Nutcracker.
"Can I play with the Nutcracker?"
Clara asked her godfather.
"Of course you can."
Everyone had already gone, and Clara had fallen asleep on the couch in the living room. The cuckoo clock stroked midnight when Clara woke up. She opened her eyes to see that the living room was full of computer mice moving nonstop all over the place, and there were some gingerbread soldiers on the table. They were Jack's video game soldiers fighting with their laser swords, and their leader was the Nutcracker. It was unbelievable. The Nutcracker's army was fighting the mice when the Nutcracker got trapped by a huge rat-like robot who was wearing a golden crown. It was the Rat King. Clara armed herself with courage and joined the gingerbread army to rescue the Nutcracker with everyone's help. She managed to kick that huge rat down, freeing the Nutcracker from its claws. This was how Clara, the Nutcracker, and his army won the battle.
"Thank you for saving me, Clara. Without your help, we could never win the battle."
Hypnotized, she followed the Nutcracker to the kitchen. The Nutcracker started pressing some microwave buttons, and a colored ray of light was projected on the wall. A magic portal opened. Clara crossed the portal without doubting it for a second. When she opened her eyes again, she just couldn't believe what she was looking at. Clara looked around. Everything was made of candy. Strawberry gum floors and cotton candy clouds, a milk river, and toffee cookie houses.
"Welcome to the land of sweets, Clara."
Clara turned around and saw a woman with dark complexion wearing a beautiful dress.
"Hello, Clara. I'm the Sugar Plum Fairy. We've been waiting for you. Come with me."
They went into the palace, entering the big hall room made of sugar and toffee.
"Welcome to my palace."
"Thank you. Your realm is incredible. But why have you been waiting for me?"
"We need you, Clara. Your courage and bravery will be much needed if we want to beat the Rat King. He's been ruling the four realms for too long now."
"We have to run away. The Rat King's army is here."
The Nutcracker and his army fled to the land of flowers. This was a forest with dancing flowers. Clara was overwhelmed with everything that was going on around her, till she saw the Rat King's army reaching from afar.
"We have to get to the land of snow before they come any closer."
The Nutcracker grabbed Clara's hand and ran with her to the next realm. They got to a gigantic football stadium. This was the land of sports, where rooftops were rackets and traffic lights looked like changing colored baseball bats. The Nutcracker's army got ready for battle, joined by all four realms. The Rat King didn't want to surrender, and in his despair, he took Clara. The Nutcracker threw a huge ball to strike the Rat King down, and he made it. They had won the battle with the Rat King fighting all together, side by side. Life in all four realms went back to normal. They were free at last. The Sugar Plum Fairy threw a party in the land of snow to celebrate the occasion. Everything was covered with snow, and there was a huge Christmas tree, all lit up, standing in the middle. The people of the four realms were right there dancing. The toffee soldiers, the flowers, the sportsmen, the snowmen, Clara and the Nutcracker were dancing together a song when everything changed. Clara could only see small rays of light, and all of a sudden, she was back on her couch. She didn't know where the Nutcracker had gone. He seemed to have disappeared. It was then when everyone came into the living room.
"What's the matter, Clara?"
asked her mother.
"Nothing, Mom. I was just having a beautiful dream."
"Look, dear,"
said Clara's father.
"This is Nathaniel."
She looked at the boy. He was blonde with blue eyes and had a smile Clara knew well. It was him. Had it all been a dream? If you're brave, you can live thousands of adventures. Imagine all you can accomplish working as a team with others, just like Clara and the Nutcracker did. So, find a trusty friend to share your adventures with and never stop dreaming.
Snow White lived in New York. She was a secretary for her stepmom's style magazine. However, her true passion was something different. Snow White wanted to be a cook and make people feel good. Her stepmother was the director of the magazine and was jealous of her intelligence.
"Mirror, mirror, who is the smartest writer of them all?"
"You search for smartest writer of them all. The answer is Snow White."
"Liar! How dare you?"
It was Monday and Snow White got up to go to work. Something inside her said, "Follow your dreams." She said goodbye to her stepmother, packed her suitcase, and bought the first flight she found to Spain. On CookAdvisor, a social media site dedicated to cooking, she had read that Spain was a country rich in food and cooking. Her stepmom was really angry. Snow White had accidentally taken her recipe book, without realizing that her mother hid all of her evil intentions inside it. She had to find it. Snow White finally made it to the famous Seven Chefs restaurant. It was located in a small town in Spain. There wasn't anyone there, so she went into the kitchen. Everything was a mess, and the dishes still weren't ready. Then, she started to mix some ingredients. A little bit of pepper, a little bit of curry.
"What are you doing in our kitchen?"
said a voice, surprising Snow White. Snow White turned around and saw seven little guys with giant chef hats all staring at her.
"I am Snow White, and I want to learn how to cook."
"You should be careful before going into our kitchen,"
said one of them while trying a little bit of cake.
"This is delicious."
Everyone started to try Snow White's dishes while they gossiped.
"We all want you to help us. Achoo!"
explained another one.
"You'll begin as the chef's helper,"
exclaimed Grumpy. Snow White was really happy. She was learning to make different dishes, and many people were trying them. Snow White always helped with her generosity, humility, and goodness.
"Be careful with the spices. They all add strong flavors."
Dopey didn't talk, and Bashful always got red because he was always embarrassed.
"Achoo! I think I got that cold from last week again."
Sleepy was always tired, and he could even fall asleep in the kitchen. And lastly, Happy was the one that helped the most. While Snow White was happy because of her kindness, her stepmother was unhappy due to her vanity and jealousy. She always asked the mirror who was the best writer of them all, and she always got angry when the mirror said Snow White. She searched for Snow White with an investigator, but she didn't have any luck. Suddenly, she received an email. She had finally found Snow White. She could get her book back. She caught the first flight to Spain. Her future with the magazine was in great danger. She dressed up like a chef in the Pinchelin guide and took with her a secret apple pie. Snow White was alone in the restaurant.
"Are you the famous Snow White?"
asked her stepmother.
"I'm Ava Criticale from the Pinchelin Guide."
Snow White did not recognize her stepmother, all dressed up, and she asked her to come in.
"Try my delicious apple pie,"
offered the stepmother. Snow White ate a small piece of the apple pie, and suddenly she started to feel sick and she fainted. Her stepmother was searching the chef's whole house and leaving everything a mess. Suddenly, someone opened the door. It was the seven chefs. The first thing they saw was Snow White on the floor.
Snow White!
They all shouted without waking her up. Suddenly, Sleepy found a paper on the floor. It said,
"Nobody will be able to wake up Snow White, and my secret will never be revealed. Only the best dish of them all will be able to save her."
Then, Doc had a great idea. Doc called Anthony Fryer, the best chef in the world. Only his dishes would be able to save Snow White. Fryer had heard many things about Snow White's dishes, and he was really wanting to meet her. He made his famous apple mousse. He got on his way from his town in his fancy car. Chef Fryer took out his apple mousse. Its smell filled the room. Little by little, Snow White started to wake up. She couldn't believe what she saw. It was Anthony Fryer, her idol. From that day on, Anthony Fryer helped the seven chefs in their restaurant. It soon became the best in the world. All of the stepmother's secrets were revealed, and because of them, she went to jail. If you have a dream, you should never stop chasing it, regardless of the obstacles. If you are a good person and you don't get taken away by jealousy and selfishness, you will definitely achieve your dreams. Cinderella will always remember the last thing her mother said to her. Be good to others and always try your best. It had been 3 years since her mom had passed away from the X90 virus. Her dad got married to another woman who had two daughters, Carrie and Lucy. A few months later, Cinderella's dad got sick with the X90 virus, and he was hospitalized. Since her dad couldn't come home, Cinderella's stepmother and stepsisters ordered her to make YouTube videos and take care of all their social media. When she had time, Cinderella also did research about the virus.
Barisella, I don't like the music that you put on this video. Our YouTube channel is really important to our followers.
Make the video again. Change the music and use a softer filter.
Cinderella spent the whole night making the videos for her stepsisters. After, she looked at Listus's blog. He was a very famous researcher that was really close to finding a cure to the X90 virus that her dad had.
Maybe one day, my work can help him,
sighed Cinderella while leaving him a comment on his blog.
Cinderella, we are coming to help you! Sorry, everybody,
I'm around to help.
You're always here when I need you. Finally, I was brave enough to write Listus. Now, I just need to finish the algorithm.
Wake up, Cinderella. An invitation for the dance has arrived, and your stepsisters are in charge of talking about the guest's clothes.
Listus is going to go. Am I going to have to make those videos? And also meet Listus?
Exactly. There are 20 videos of the spring collection for YouTube, and you'll have to find something to wear. You can't go in those rags.
Don't worry, Cinderella. John and I will help you finish the videos and make a marvelous dress. With the new 3D printer, we will have it ready in a jiffy.
Cinderella saw that she had a lot of messages on her computer.
Your work is so interesting. You're almost finished. Keep it up.
He read my comment on the blog. Why are you so happy? Tomorrow, I will have your videos and my dress. I'm going to the party,
said Cinderella, smiling, with Carrie left mad. The morning of the dance...
Cinderella, you didn't know that we wanted those videos in Russian? You can't go to the party.
Suddenly, the smartphone turned on and someone spoke.
Cinderella, I'm Siri, your cyber fairy godmother. I heard everything. But don't worry, you're going to go to the party,
said Siri, casting a cyber spell.
Break the dress! Break the medicine in Russian! Big Baby! A big John you will be! Sorry! Remember that the dress microchip is programmed until midnight. Afterwards, the dress will lose its shape and Johnny will no longer be big!
The stepsisters were dancing with Listus, but he didn't want to dance with them.
Listus, don't go too far!
We want to take some pictures and a video with you.
Suddenly, Cinderella's dress lit up with the party spotlight, and you could see the printed code from her work. Mistress came up to Cinderella.
Your dress is very original. The design is incredible. Is it printed in 3D?
Yes, it is my printed work.
It is really interesting. Let's talk about it.
Right then, the alarm rang on the smartphone.
I have to go. It's midnight.
Listis ran and managed to pick up part of her dress that had fallen.
It is the last part of the algorithm. I need to know who that girl is.
Everyone up. Listis posted that he is looking for the mysterious girl from the party. She had the really important code.
Maybe that was what was missing from the code in the dress. Yesterday, a piece of it ripped. I will send it to him,
thought Cinderella.
The blog's algorithm is the same as Virus X90's.
Listis called Cinderella and he knew it was her. Together, they finished the algorithm. They found a cure for her dad and finally he could come home. Thanks to her hard work, Cinderella got a job in a lab with Listis. And she had everything she had ever dreamed of. Now it's your turn. Try your best and you will achieve everything you set your mind to.
Just like every year, thousands of fish had arrived at the Great Barrier Reef. That was where they held the Reef Cup. It was the most important underwater race in the world. Blaze and her friend Bubbles were at the starting line.
It would be really great to win the Reef Cup.
Yeah, we've trained a lot all year long. Standing next to her was Shox, the electric eel. She had won the last two races. Everybody knew she was capable of doing anything it took to win. Overhearing them, she said,
"This year, I'm going to win the cup again."
Eels are a fish that are shaped like snakes. They can grow up to 6.5 or 8 feet long and weigh up to 44 pounds. They can discharge electrical shocks if they feel threatened to protect themselves.
Sea turtles are reptiles with flat bodies, a shell, and extremities in the shape of fins. They live in the open sea, in shallow lagoons, or in coral reefs.
At the start of the race, the fish swam through the coral and seaweed. During the race, they could encounter many dangers. Strong currents, moray eels, and fearsome sharks. Blaze and Bubbles swam speedily and moved to the front. Shox closed in from behind. They saw how she shot a spark at a fish in front of her. "Did you see that? They should disqualify her."
"They would if they saw it. But she's very clever. Let's keep going."
Octopuses are mollusks. Tentacles with lines of suction cups come out of their huge head. They use their tentacles to move around and defend themselves from other animals by shooting ink at them.
Blowfish live in deep water and in coral reefs. They have large spines and can fill up with air and water to make themselves bigger. That way, other animals can't eat them. Blaze and Bubbles came out of a tunnel. They swam rapidly, hoping to avoid any sharks. Then, they saw that something was falling from the surface.
Look out! Get out of the way, Bubbles!
It was a white microwave. It had a glass door that opened and closed like a shark's mouth. It had been thrown by somebody who didn't care about polluting the ocean. Bubbles didn't react in time and was trapped inside the appliance. He was very scared to see that he was falling into the deep.
The manta ray is a fish that lives in warm waters around the world. Other fish, looking for protection or to feed off its leftovers, attach to the underside of its body. Did you know that they can jump out of the water like sharks and dolphins?
Dolphins are mammals that live in the water. They are highly social and live in groups of around 20. Did you know that dolphins can make a wide range of sounds?
Coral reefs are communities of living beings with a huge diversity of corals, seaweed species, invertebrates, and fish. Did you know that they're also known as the forests of the sea?
Blaze was in first place. She could win the Reef Cup, but she would never have been able to forgive herself if something happened to her friend. Seeing sharks, Blaze asked her for help.
Sharks, my friend is in danger. Please, could you help me rescue him? I can't do it alone.
And lose the Reef Cup? No way. Good luck with the rescue.
And she swam off. Blaze didn't hesitate and swam towards the microwave. She was afraid for her friend. She hit the glass with her head, but nothing happened. She tried to open the door with an oyster shell, but that didn't work either. All of the fish in the race passed above her, but Blaze didn't care. Finally, she discovered a button, and when she pushed it, the door opened. Bubbles was free. Crabs are invertebrates from the crustacean family that live near or in the water. They have 10 legs they use to swim and move around. Their front legs are shaped like pincers, and they use them to pick up food.
Seahorses are fish that live in warm water and are endangered. Unlike other fish, they swim in a vertical position. Did you know that their name comes from the fact that their head looks like a horse's?
Blaze and Bubbles crossed the finish line in last place, and the crowd cheered. Everyone knew that Blaze had chosen to save her friend instead of winning the race. Right then, a giant octopus announced the name of the winner. Sharks proudly came forward to collect her prize, but nobody cheered for her.
We have decided to award a special prize. For her loyalty to her friend, and for her behavior during the race, Blaze will receive the Cup of Sportsmanship.
Jellyfish are invertebrate marine animals. They live in warm and tropical waters. Their bodies are gelatinous and shaped like bells, and they have long tentacles. Their tentacles have cells that excrete venom as a defense mechanism.
Starfish are echinoderms. Their bodies are made up of a central piece that five arms are connected to. They live on the bottom of the sea in coral reefs or seaweed forests.
Blaze was happy. It was a golden cup, much bigger than the reef cup. She shared it with her friend Bubbles. All of the fish cheered and chanted their names. Shox, embarrassed, left with her cup. That day, she had learned that in sports, winning isn't everything.
Welcome to the story, The Ant Hill.
The winter was over. In the throne room, the queen spoke to the youngest ants. It was a very important moment before going out to look for food for the first time.
Remember, the work you do is vital for our home.
Pampy was there. She was smaller than the others and was a little scared.
And if we get attacked? They say it's dangerous out there. That is true, but don't be afraid. Hercules will protect you.
Ants are insects that live in colonies of millions of individuals. There are worker ants and a queen in an ant colony. They eat leaves, sticks, and other dead insects. Their mandibles are very powerful. Ant colonies are spaces that ants build and use as a refuge to live in and store their food. They're made up of tunnels and entrances they carry food through. Hercules arrived at the anthill. He was tall and strong.
Thank you for coming, Hercules. We'd be honored for you to work at our anthill.
Thank you, Your Majesty, but I'd prefer to defend the colony instead of carrying food or working in the pantry.
The queen agreed that Hercules should defend them from spider and frog attacks. Ladybugs are insects that live on leaves. They have a round body that is red with black polka dots. They have antennae and wings they use to fly. They feed on fleas, mealybugs, and other small insects. The stag beetle is an insect in the beetle family. It lives in gardens, parks, and other places it can find wood. It feeds on tree sap and nectar. Pampy and the other ants left every morning for food. If there was any danger, Hercules warned them so they could run away.
There's always a threat right when we find the best food.
One day, Pampy stumbled on a chocolate cake. She called the rest of the ants. As they were about to grab it, Hercules shouted,
"To the anthill, quick! There are wasps coming!"
All the ants ran, all but Pampy. She hid in the grass. When everyone was gone, Hercules took off the armor. He was a regular ant. Then he started eating the cake. No wasps came, and Pampy got really angry. She had discovered that Hercules was a liar. Wasps are flying insects. They have two pairs of wings, antennae, and a stinger. Only females have stingers, and they're well known for their stings. They feed on flowers and other insects. Dragonflies are one of the fastest insects thanks to their long, thin wings. They feed on other insects like butterflies, flies, and bees. They live near water, in lake and river areas. When she got back to the anthill, Pampy told her two best friends what she'd seen. The three of them made a plan. They organized a party for Hercules.
I propose a toast to Hercules, the brave!
Suddenly, they heard shouting from one of the tunnels. A spider had gotten into the anthill.
Hercules, defend us! If you could take the wasp, a spider will be easy.
Its hairy legs poked through the opening of the tunnel. The spider must have been very big. Hercules looked at them in horror. Spiders are arachnids. They feed on other animals trapped in the webs they weave. They have poisonous glands, and their bites can be fatal. Australian spiders are the most dangerous. Friends, I can't defeat this spider. I'm not what I appear to be. Hercules took off his costume. He didn't look like a strong ant anymore. All of the ants were shocked, and then they were terrified. If Hercules couldn't protect them, it was all over.
Don't be afraid. There's no spider here.
Her friends came out of the tunnel holding two branches. Pampy explained how they'd found out about Hercules. I'm sorry I lied to you. What I did was wrong, and I'm sorry.
Hercules, your lie put us in danger. If you want to live here, you need to work and never lie again.
Butterflies are flying insects. They start out as larvae, turn into pupae, and then adults. They feed on leaves, flowers, seeds, and grains. Butterflies have very short lives and sometimes only live one day.
In this story, you learn that you should never lie to others. You should always tell the truth. Sometimes lies can hurt the people you love. For everything to work out, we all have to work together. Like in the anthill, teamwork is a very important value.
Palamede was a lovely city on the shores of a lake. Its houses were nestled amongst the rocks and the trees, surrounded by waterfalls. That day they were celebrating the spring fair. All of the woodland creatures were invited. Fairies, pixies, dwarves, and elves with pointy ears. They all danced and ate to their heart's content, when suddenly an enormous red dragon, long as a snake, arrived.
Help! He's going to attack us!
Run for your lives! Dragons breathe fire! All is lost!
The dragon opened his mouth, but they wouldn't let him speak. The sad dragon turned slowly and left. Beatrice couldn't believe her eyes. She was angry.
She was a young and sweet-tempered little pixie. She liked to get to know people before believing what other people said about them. Pixies are small, legendary creatures with large, elongated ears and greenish skin. They take care of the woodland and nature, and are usually great pranksters.
You're not being fair. Everyone in the kingdom is invited to the spring fair. Everyone.
Everyone knows dragons. You can't trust them.
Do you know what everyone says about dwarves? They say they're all grumpy, but the ones I know aren't. Are you?
Beatrice didn't let him answer. Everyone knew that Geoffrey, the dwarf, was a joker and very clever. He was never grumpy. If what people thought about the dwarfs wasn't true, maybe what they thought about the dragons wasn't true either. Dwarfs are supernatural creatures that look like people, but much, much smaller. They're extremely intelligent and very clever, so they're great inventors. Beatrice left the fair. She loved the woodland and took care of it, but she wanted to find the dragon. She searched for him in the woods, but couldn't find him. Where could he be? He was humongous. Then she saw his tracks in the mud and followed them. After a while, Beatrice heard some whimpering. She crept over and there was the dragon. He was trapped in a cage with thick metal bars. He'd fallen into a trap.
Don't be afraid. I'm going to help you get out of here. And when you're out, you'll come with me to the fair.
Thank you. Everyone runs away from me when they see me. That's why I don't have any friends.
The pixie used a branch to free the dragon. Then, in the distance, they saw a billowing smoke cloud. Calamide was on fire! Dragons are legendary creatures. They are serpentine-shaped with legs and wings to fly. They usually breathe fire.
Don't be afraid. I'll put out the fire.
You? But don't dragons breathe fire?
The dragon flew to the lake and fetched a ton of water. He flew back to the fire and blew hard. And no fire or water came out of his mouth. Out popped bubbles. They put out the fire. Fairies are legendary beings, often represented as beautiful women. They have wings they use to fly. They live in the woods and are in close contact with nature. Everyone clapped wildly. They came over to thank the dragon for what he'd done. Calamide was safe thanks to him.
I'm sorry we distrusted you. I guess not all dragons are alike.
I won't judge anyone before knowing more about them again.
Happy everything turned out fine. Let's continue with the fair.
They all thought it was a great idea. Music and fun returned to Calamide. They convinced the dragon to play the saxophone, and children crowded around him. They tickled him, and bubbles came out of his instrument. He was happy to have new friends. Elves are supernatural creatures with pointy ears. They can live for thousands of years or be immortal. They're usually very sprightly and stealth and very intelligent. In this story, we've seen how they threw out the dragon because they thought he breathed fire. This particular dragon breathed bubbles, not fire. Everyone at the fair had judged him without knowing him. It's easy to criticize people and judge them from things we've heard about them. But it's important to act like Beatrice. Since everyone is different, everyone deserves a chance.
The Golden Coin.
Sam went to the market. His dad gave him a few coins to buy food. There were also people selling cloth and jewels.
I'd like some bread and 5 eggs, please.
That will be 8 coins, young man.
That was all he had because his family was poor. His 2 younger sisters and his mother could eat that. Sam looked at the old man who was in front of him. He was wearing a red robe and had a cane. He saw something fall from his pocket. It was a golden coin.
The Middle Ages were a historical period that began with the fall of the Roman Empire and ended with the discovery of the Americas or the invention of the printing press. Medieval cities were characterized by having a castle, big walls, and fortresses.
Sam picked up the coin. He thought of all the things he could buy with it. When he sees him, the butcher asks,
"Would you like a bit of meat? A chicken, maybe?"
Sam didn't know what to say. He looked at the people selling blankets. His mother needed a blanket. Was that the right thing to do, though? Something was telling him no.
In medieval markets, townspeople could buy and trade food, grains, spices, fabrics, jewels, and much more. Peasants sold goods from the fields and animals. There were also activities like music, theater, and painting.
Sam made a decision. He ran up to the old man and called to him.
"Excuse me, sir. You dropped this coin."
"Thank you. You did the right thing. Can I ask you for a favor? I have to bring this letter to the palace, but I'm very old and very tired. Could you take it? You mustn't open it."
Sam nodded yes and took the letter. To get to the palace, he'd have to cross the forest.
Walls were constructions made of stone to protect cities and castles. They were also used to separate territories or to make borders. They had watchtowers, which were built to watch out for any enemies trying to climb over the walls. A castle is a kind of construction that was very characteristic of the Middle Ages. They were protected by walls and sometimes by a surrounding moat. Kings and nobles lived there. Castles also had a military function to defend cities.
The forest was dark. Sam approached the Fountain of Temptations. There was a statue that could speak.
"I'm sorry, I hadn't seen you. I'm in a hurry. I have to take this letter to the royal palace."
"That's so interesting. What does the letter say?"
"I don't know. They told me I can't open it."
"It must be very important. It could be a treasure map, or the ingredients for a potion to cure a disease. Why don't you open it?"
What if the statue was right? The letter could be the solution to problems. Sam decided to open the envelope. Suddenly, the letter burst into flames. He couldn't read it. The old man appeared at his side. He was sad.
"I'm sorry. The statue tricked me, and I opened the letter."
"That letter would have given you a big surprise. What a shame. You're not the person I was looking for."
Since Sam had given him back the coin, the old man gave him some food as a reward. Even so, he went home sad because he had failed him.
Sam
Sam looks at the letter and decides not to open it. He'd given the old man his word. He continued along his path until he reached the royal palace. He went to see the king.
Welcome, Sam. I believe you have a message for me.
Yes, Your Majesty. The old man told me it was very important.
The king took the letter from Sam. He was very pleased because Sam had kept his promise not to open the envelope.
Sam, I am an old king and have no children. I have been searching for someone good, good and honest like you. You are that person. I hereby name you my heir. You will be the new king. Sam was a good and honest boy. He demonstrated it by giving the old man back the coin and by delivering the letter to the king in a closed envelope, just like he promised.
Team Cooking! Mike had a restaurant. He was making a special meal. Sam's parents were going to celebrate his birthday. Sam had celiac disease. Sam can't eat any wheat flour. Mike had been thinking about his meal for a month, but he got sick. Just a disaster!
I feel terrible. I can't get out of bed. But if I don't cook, who will? Poor Sam!
Have no fear, Mike. I, your fairy godmother, have arrived. I'll make sure your customers get everything their hearts desire.
Mike thought it was just a dream. He had a fever and he was so tired, he fell asleep. Celiac disease isn't a food allergy. People suffering from celiac disease can't eat food that has gluten in it. There's gluten in wheat, barley and oats, and in food made with those grains. The fairy godmother waved her magic wand. Food processor whizzed to life. Knife woke up and pan yawned near the burner. The kitchen utensils were coming alive!
Mike is sick, so it's up to you to cook today. Make sure you make a plan and work as a team.
The fairy godmother showed them a list of dishes they had to make. She told them to be especially careful making Sam's meal. Then, in a poof, she was gone.
Sam can eat salad. Dressing happens to be my speciality. So, get ready lettuce, tomatoes, and onions.
And we have to make some pies. I'll whip that up in no time.
Dishes and diced food flew through the air. Food processor processed and processed. It was snowing flour. Most of the silverware was crying from cut onions. Flour is a food obtained by grinding up grains like wheat, rye, or oats. Grinding the seeds produces a fine white powder. Wheat is the main ingredient in bread.
Just a disaster! Food processor, you've got everything covered in flour! Sam can't eat any gluten, remember? Clearly, you can't just do whatever you want. Someone has to lead us.
Pot said that she could do it because she was the biggest. And food processor said she should do it because she was the fastest. Pan just wanted to doze on the burner.
Well, I don't need anyone to lead me. I did a fine job. Apparently, I'm the only one. Maybe I should go to another kitchen.
You're wrong.
You cut so much onion up and everyone ended up crying. I think we should consult with Recipe Book. He is wise and knows the ingredients we need and steps to take.
The kitchen utensils accepted his proposal. The first decision Recipe Book made was to clean the kitchen. Then he got everyone cooking. Onions are vegetables with long green stalks. We eat the bulb and the root. Onions are made up of several layers. When you cut open an onion, a substance is released into the air and irritates your eyes and nose. Sam's food was important, and they started with his meal. Recipe Book sent them to look for the right ingredients. Then he told Knife to cut up the lettuce, tomato, and apples for the salad. That was healthy. He taught Rowdy Food Processor to make flan.
Mix eggs and milk together. Then add a pinch of sugar, but not too much. Steady as she goes, Food Processor. Hey, what's that smell? Is something burning? Pan, the steak is going to burn. Flip it over.
I'm so comfortable here, though. I don't want to move. Can I do it tomorrow?
Be careful! Everyone else's work depends on yours. If one person makes a mistake, it will ruin what everyone else on the team is doing.
They all understood. Who cares if the potatoes were delicious if the steak was burnt? Salad is a dish prepared by mixing different raw or cooked foods together, mainly cut up vegetables. It can be served cold or warm. You can make vegetable, pasta, or rice salad. Mike was terribly upset. When he felt better, he went to the restaurant's dining room to supervise. Everyone was eating. The fairy godmother bustled from table to table serving guests and clearing plates. When she saw Mike, she winked at him. Sam and his parents were sitting at the table. Sam was having an absolutely fantastic meal. Steak, salad, cut potatoes and flan. It was just as he imagined it would be.
Seeing is believing. But how did you do it?
The cook went to the kitchen and saw Recipe Book acting as chef. He calmed down Rowdy Food Processor, had inspired Pan to get a move on, and got Knife to smile. They got all the orders out. A steak is a thin cut of white or red meat or fish. It's usually fried or breaded. You often have to work as a team, but it's not easy. Everybody is special and has their own personality. Everybody has to work together. Recipe Book, like the leader he is, got them all to work as a team and make a healthy meal.
If you want to learn more, click on more videos and subscribe to the Smile and Learn channel. And you'll stay up to date with new adventures.
Okay, y'all, that is my time. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. As y'all already know, some of the things that I do with these shows may be different, maybe the same as, you know, I've done before. But even though the songs may sound the same, the singers that sing it, they put their own flair on it. So I don't want to get no inboxes and stuff like that talking about, oh, you playing the same songs over and over. No. Well, yes, I'm playing the same songs over and over, but at the same time, you have to realize that pretty much there's not that many Christmas songs. And between Mariah Carey, Ariana Grande, and all of them, not even speaking of Fantasia, they all have their own ways of singing stuff. So if you hear the same song over and over, or whatever the case may be, and you know you're not down for the cause or whatever, you know, it's cool. But I'm going to say this. The ones who do rock with it, I appreciate y'all. Thank you. If you listen to the playback, thank you. Don't forget to follow me right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to leave y'all with my thought of the night. My thought of the night is don't ever limit yourself to the bare minimum because somebody tell you that it's good enough. Always seek a higher way of understanding and always make sure that what's understood between you and two others never has to be explained. So with that being said, love, peace, and blessings. Pray before you lay. I love y'all and good night.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friend to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing silent night, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas, please come on for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Just as the stars shine above, this is Christmas. Yes, Christmas, my dear. Time of year to be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me you never more roam? Christmas and New Year will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain. I'll be happy, happy once again. Christmas once again.